is to see what virtues we can teach our children and our families to possess, that they shall have an influence upon other families, and thus we can be an educating power, although we never enter into the desk. A well-ordered, a well-disciplined family in the sight of God is more precious than fine gold, even than the golden wedge of Ophir. Offer 2.4 Wonderful possibilities are ours. Our time here is short. We can pass through this world but once, as we 33 pass along, let us make the most of life. The work to which we are called does not require wealth or social position or great ability. It requires a kindly, self-sacrificing spirit and a steadfast purpose. A lamp, however small, if kept steadily burning, may be the means of lighting many other lamps. Our sphere of influence may seem narrow, our ability small, our opportunities few, our requirements limited, yet wonderful possibilities are ours through a faithful use of the opportunities of our own homes. If we will open our hearts and homes to the divine principles of life, we shall become channels for currents of life-giving power. From our homes will flow streams of healing, bringing life, and beauty, and fruitfulness where now are barrenness and birth. Opportunity 2.5 God-fearing parents will diffuse an influence from their own home circle to that of others that will act, as did the leaven that was given in 3 measures of meal. Opportunity 3.1 Faithful work done in the home educates others to do the same class of work. The spirit of fidelity to God is like leaven and, when manifested in the church, will have an effect upon others, and will be a recommendation to Christianity everywhere. The work of wholesale soldiers of Christ is as far-reaching as eternity. Then why is it that there is such a lack of the missionary spirit in our churches? It is, because there is a neglect of home piety. Opportunity 3.2 Influence of an ill-regulated family. The influence of an ill-regulated family is widespread, and disastrous to all society. It accumulates in a tide of evil that affects families, communities, and governments. Opportunity 3.3 It is impossible for any of us to live in such a way that we shall not cast an influence in the world. No member of the family can enclose himself within himself, where other members of the family shall not feel his influence and 34 spirits. The very expression of the countenance has an influence for good or evil. His spirit, his words, his actions, his attitude toward others, are unmistakable. If he is living in selfishness, he surrounds his soul with a malarious atmosphere, while, if he is filled with the love of Christ, he will manifest courtesy, kindness, tender regard for the feelings of others and will communicate to his associates, by his acts of love, a tender, grateful, happy feeling. It will be made manifest that he is living for Jesus and daily learning lessons at his feet, receiving his light and his peace. He will be able to say to the Lord, Thy gentleness hath made me great. Opportunity 3.4 Chapter 5, A Powerful Christian Witness. Best missionaries come from Christian homes. Missionaries for the Master are best prepared for work abroad in the Christian household, where God is feared, where God is loved, where God is worshipped, where faithfulness has become second nature, where haphazard, careless inattention to home duties is not permitted, where quiet communion with God is looked upon as essential to the faithful performance of daily duties. Opportunity 5.1 Home duties should be performed with the consciousness that, if they are done in the right spirit, they give an experience that will enable us to work for Christ in the most permanent and thorough manner. Oh, what might not a living Christian do in missionary lines by performing faithfully the daily duties, cheerfully lifting the cross, not neglecting any work, however disagreeable to the natural feelings. Opportunity 5.2 Our work for Christ is to begin with the family, in the home. There is no missionary field more important than this. Opportunity 5.3 By many this home field has been shamefully neglected, and it is time that divine resources and remedies were presented, that this state of evil may be corrected. Opportunity 5.4 The highest duty that devolves upon youth is in their own homes, blessing father and mother, brothers and sisters, by affection and true interest. Here they can show self-denial and self-forgetfulness in caring and doing for others. What an influence a sister may have over brothers. If she is right, she may determine the character of her brothers. Her prayers, her gentleness, and her affection may do much in a household. 36 or 35.5 In the home those who have received Christ are to show what grace has done for them. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. A conscious authority pervades the true believer in Christ, that makes its influence felt throughout the home. This is favorable for the perfection of the characters of all in the home. Author 6.1 An argument that the infidel cannot gainsay, a well-ordered Christian household is a powerful argument in favor of the reality of the Christian religion, an argument that the infidel cannot gainsay. All can see that there is an influence at work in the family that affects the children, and that the God of Abraham is with them. If the homes of professed Christians had a right religious mold, they would exert a mighty influence for good. They would indeed be the light of the world. Author 6.2 Children to extend knowledge of Bible principles, children who have been properly educated, who love to be useful, to help father and mother, will extend a knowledge of correct ideas and Bible principles to all with whom they associate. Author 6.3 When our own homes are what they should be, our children will not allowed to grow up in idleness and indifference to the claims of God in behalf of the needy all about them.